Begin the current tab, Masechtas Menachas, Taf Nun Beis. Begin 5 lines down with the Tab of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a similar Machlekes that we had in the previous Mishnah and the previous Gemara, which brought a Braisa expounding on that Machlekes, regarding from whom do we bring certain sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll specifically relate back to that Machlekes from the previous Taf. Tarabon and the Braisa. Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, regarding when the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people follow that by mistake, and then they realize that that was an error, they have to bring the bull of the lapse of awareness. Similar when the majority of the Jewish people follow an erroneous ruling of the Bezdin of the Sanhedrin regarding idol worship, so they have to bring a he-goat. So where do these funds come from that has to be a carbon of atonement for the Tzibur? So, B'tchila Magvin Lehen Divrei Behuda. Behuda holds it actually, right now when they're coming to collect for the funds to pay for these karbanas, they go now to everyone and collect funds from each one to pay, and they don't take it from the Trumas Alishka, which is like other karbanas Tzibur, when they go out and they collect by Nisan time for the new karbanas that they give the Machtza Shekel. It doesn't come from there, but they make a new collection for this situation which came up that the Jewish people need an atonement. Rabbi Shimon Amir says, no, Metrumas Halishka Hinboin, it comes from the chamber of the collections, which is that every Jewish person had donated Shkalim for the Karbanis of that year. Now, on that, that's the Gemara Vatani Ipcha, we actually learned in the Braisa exact opposite, that it was Rabbi Shimon who said that they make a new collection, and Yehuda was the one who said it comes from the Trumas Halishka. So the Gemara says, Ahai Menai Rechrita. So which one of these Braises was said last that we should rely on it to say that, oh, maybe whoever had said one opinion first had ultimately retracted and said the opposite opinion. And the reason why it's important to know which one was last is because the Gemara in Erevin Membavim Beis says, when you have a Machlekes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon as in this situation, Halach is like Rebbe Yehuda. But we have to know, so what was Rebbe Yehuda's final opinion? Which Braise was the last one that he ended up concluding? So says the Gemara, Murabon Kamin de Ravashi, the rabbi said in front of Ravashi, Lei Mikamaisa. Let's say the first braisa that we quoted that said that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to come from the Lishka, from the chamber, and not a new collection. Let's say that that was actually Achrita. That was the last braisa and the conclusive braisa that was teaching the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because the Shaminin of Rabbi Shimon, the Chayish Lepshia. Because we have heard this idea of Rabbi Shimon that he's concerned for negligence, which was this machlikis in the previous daf, which Rabbi Shimon was quoted in the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim that he had said that since the inheritors were going to be negligent, so what they did was, and they're not going to bring the nesachim of their father, the Kohen Gadol, who the Michas Chavitin, who had passed away. So he went, and as he's quoted in Mishnah Masechta Shkalim, to go ahead and make it in the biblical law that it should come from the Lishka, because the fund of the tzibur of the public. So there are funds over there, but for individuals, let's say the Yarshim to go pay, or here to make a new collection, when people are not going to give. Well, we already collected. So seemingly that would make sense that was Reb Shimon's conclusive opinion, because we find elsewhere this concept that he agrees that people are going to be negligent. We have the treasury, we go to the treasury, we go to the Trumas Alishka. Now, Amal Ravashi, but Ravashi said to those Rabbanon, and he says, no. Afel Tema Basrai Sachrit. We could even say that the primary Brais was actually the last one. And that is actually Reb Shimon was the one who said, you make a new collection, and we're not concerned for negligence. Why? Because Kika Chayesh Reb Shimon LeBashia, where do we find, as we said in the previous daf, as he's quoted in Mishnah Shkalm, that he's concerned for negligence, and if we go to the trusty treasury, that's B'melzad D'lesbu Kapar B'gava. That's something that there's no atonement. Meaning, by the Michas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, their father who passed away, the inheritors don't get any atonement when they bring their father's Michas Chavitin. So, yeah, they would make sense that the Yerushim would be negligent, and that's what Reb Shimon had made. His opinion was that they made this Takanas Bezin to go to the Trumas Halishka. But B'milsa the Islu Kapar B'gava, but regarding something that there is an atonement for them, like in the Parhelm Davish Shal Tzibur, where that's an atonement for the Tzibur, Leichayish Reb Shimon L'Pshi, we could say actually Reb Shimon is not concerned for negligence, and therefore he would say that you actually would make a new collection, and we would get the funds, we wouldn't have to go to Trumas Halishka, and if it's not obvious to say that the first version we said was the correct one, that was the conclusive one. So says the Gemara Samai Havala. So what was the conclusion? How do we know which is Rabbi Huda's ultimate opinion? Because we don't know which Braisa was said first and which one was said last. So Amalei Rabbi Zutil Ravashi, he says, Toshima, it's being a riot the time that we don't know Braisa. The Pasuk Mamidbar says, Hashem is saying, Es karbini, my sacrifices, lach mi leishai, my bread for my fires, reich nichechi, my plesn the roamers, Tishmur lahakrav li b'mayadi, you should safeguard to sacrifice them in their designated times. Now, there's many different terminologies in this pasuk of karbanis. because all of them are terminologies of karbanos. Karbani, lachmi, rechni chaychi, these old terminologies of karbanos. What are they coming to add on? Because just say one terminology. Says the Braisa, l'rabbis is coming to include other karbanos. Parhelm davishol tzibur, usir avodis kechavim. That what? What about them? Shabai mitrumas halishka, that they are bought from the chamber of the shkolim, like the karbatamid, because actually the context of that pasuk is talking about the karbatamid. And it's adding on other terminologies of karbanos to say that there are other karbanos that are also going to be brought from the trumas halishka. Now, although actually the Jewish people, when they gave their shkolim, they were not aware that it was going to be used to buy a parhelm davishol tzibur, because they didn't think that the Jewish people necessarily that year are going to make a public sin based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. However, in spite of that, that's what the pasuk is adding on, is saying that these karbanos are going to be brought from trumas halishka, like the karban tamid. Divrei Reb Shimon, this is the opinion of Reb Shimon. So since we find that he says that those cases that we spoke about, a parhelm davishol tzibur and sirbetz kechavim, that they come from trumas halishka, and he's learning it out from a pasuk which is primary, so therefore it would make sense to say that the first Braisa was the one that was taught last, and that, yes, Reb Shimon is the one who says that you'll get it from the Trumas HaLishka, and therefore Reb Yehuda was the one who says that you make a new collection. That was the last one, which was we had mentioned first, because like you see, he based it on the Pasuk, it would make sense that that was the primary interpretation of Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara continues with the Halacha, the Mishnah, that said when the Kohen Gadol passes away, so we had a Machlokes, who brings it? Does the Tzibur bring it, the Michas Chavitin? Does the Yershim bring it? But either way, said the Mishnah, Ushlei Mohi Sekrei B'chulu. In contrast to how the Kohen Gadol used to bring it when he was alive, which was he would bring a full Isarin, which is a measurement of flour, tenth of an Eifah, he would take half of the morning, half of the evening, but when he passed away, they would bring it complete, a whole Isarin. Now, Amr B'chia Bar Abba, Bayer B'yechan. B'yechan had the following question. When we say that instead of cutting in halves, they would bring it whole, do we say Shleim Shachos or Shleim Bein Abayim? Because we know generally the Mechas Chavitin has to be brought in the morning and in the evening. So was it that a full Isarin was brought in the morning and a full one in the evening? Or maybe no. That Isarin, which is supposed to be brought, which is usually brought in halves, Shleim Shachos. So first in the morning they brought it a full Isarin. Ubetele Bein Abayim. In the evening they wouldn't bring any because we bring in the Isarin. Now, but you have to bring a Shalom. So okay, bring a Shalom, but then you don't bring two Shleimas. Or do you say that no, each time you have to bring a full Isarin? Samar Rabbi says Toshma. It's being arrived from a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid Daf Lamed Aleph from a Beis, where there accounts the Kahanim who are involved. How many Kahanim are involved in the Karban Tamid? That there are 13 Kahanim, both in the morning Karban Tamid and the evening, each one doing different activities in regarding to the avoid of the Karban Tamid. Now, in that list, the Mishnah there says Shmini Kain number 8 is Bechavitin. What's he busy with? With the bringing and sacrificing the Michas Chavitin, which is the Kohen Gadol's Karban Mincha that he brings every single day. Now, says Rava, the Im Iso, the Betei Lebein Abayim, if you would say like that option of Rabbi Yochanan's question, that the in the situation when the Kohen Gadol passed away, that the Michas Chavitin was brought whole, was only in the morning, but actually in the evening they wouldn't bring anything. So Hazimnin Dulay Meshakech Le Shmini Bechavitin, but then it's not absolute like the way the Mishnah is, they're making it sound like you always have 13 involved in the Karban Tamid, because there could be times that Kohen number 8 is not going to be doing the Chavitin. Hechidami, how so? The Meis Kohen Gadol Leminachatachtav. The Kohen Gadol passed away and they didn't appoint anyone else, so now it's being brought by the Yerushim or by the Tzibur and we're bringing it Shalim, and you're saying that option that it's only brought in the morning, not in the afternoon. So how can you say there's always 13? There are situations not going to be 13. So obviously that it is always brought, and you'll bring Shalom in the morning and the full one in the evening. On that, Amru Rabban Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. The rabbi said this proof of Rava in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amr, he said, Bavloi Tipshai, foolish Babylonians, Mishum Diyasva Ba'asu Dechashecha, because they sit in a dark place, referring to Bavel, which was very deep, as the Pasuk says, Nishai is cold in the depth, which and therefore it's dark over there. Amr Shmaitze Demachashkun, so they say dark teachings as if like not clear. Because his Rimir says, I'll prove you that that's not a valid proof. Because Elodiktani, this that the Mishnah there says also. So that was Kain number 8. So what's Kain number 7? Shvi Besailas. The seventh Kain, he's involved in sacrificing the flour from the Minchas Nesachim of the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid itself has a flour libation. Tashi Beyayin, the ninth Kain, he's involved in the wine libations which is brought with the Karban Tamid. So on that says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hachanami Dulei Batli? Are you going to tell me that there it's also never nullified? That You're saying it's an absolute number, number 13, that you're saying, oh, you don't always have eight, but you're saying therefore you have to prove that it always will be eight because you bring a shlema in the morning and in the evening. It says, what about kain number 7 and number 9? You tell me that that's also an absolute number? But however, we learned a teaching that when the pasuk says minchasam miniskeyam, that you have to bring with the carbon its flour offering and its wine libation, that teaches even balayla, even in the night, the following night, or moreover, mechasav in this game, you could bring their flour offering and their wine libation, that if it wasn't brought today, then the sachem, you could even sacrifice that for lamachar, even the following day. For example, if let's say it wasn't sanctified in the vessel, so it doesn't become invalidated by lean being left overnight. But one thing you see is that sometimes you'll be bringing the karmat tamen without the nesachim. So what's with kain number 7? What's with kain number 9? You're not going to have that either. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Yirmiya, obviously because de, that if, meaning to say that if there's not going to be nesachim, like Ketani, we didn't learn that, because the classic situation is that generally you have 13, generally, which generally you'll have the nesachim, which is kain number 7 and kama 9. So therefore, hachanam, here also by the chavitin, that is de, in a situation that if the kain gadol dies, like Ketani, we weren't learning that. But the truth is, of course, says Rabbi Yirmiya, I would tell you that if the kain gadol did die, could be, you will not have a kohen doing the chavitin in the evening until you go ahead and appoint another kohen gadol in its place, and there was not a proof. It wasn't an absolute number, just like you could see from kohen number 7 and kohen number 9. It's not an absolute number, and therefore, it's not a valid proof. Now, ahadru kameh de rabba. So the rabbis went back and reported back to Rabba what Rabbi Yirmiya had said, that he was calling him a foolish Babylonian, where what type of proof is that from kohen number 8, when you see kohen number 7 and kohen number 9, that that's not a valid proof. So Amas, the Rabbi said, Mibishusin Amri Kamayu. When we say something that's not such a great conceptual idea, that's what those who hear say over to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. But Mitivusin, when we have a good var to say, Loy Amri Kamayu, then they don't say it in front of them. Like I said something that wasn't the best, you know, okay, could be refuted. That's what they say over to them. But Vahada Amri Rava, but then ultimately Rava even said, no, Hani Nami, even this also that I said, that the chavitin shel bein abayim is never going to be nullified, meaning you always bring in the morning and the evening, and therefore, yeah, in this situation, you'll bring in the sar and shalom in the morning and in the afternoon. Tivusnhi, that's also something good that I said, because I actually could learn enough from a pasuk and prove my idea. Because Amakra, the pasuk says regarding the chavitin b'yikravav, it says, Selis mincha tamid, it's a constant flour offering. Now, what do you see from this pasuk? As we've brought previous proofs regarding this idea from this pasuk, harei lacha kamechas tamidin. It's just like the flour offering in the karban tamid, which just like the karban tamid is never nullified. You always bring every single day in the morning and the afternoon. Here also, it's proving that the mechas chavitin is not going to be batal, and therefore, actually, the idea that I said is correct. That you see that you will always bring it, no matter what the situation is, and therefore must be like I was proving that the chavitin, even when you bring isar and shalom, will be brought in the morning and also in the evening. But the Gemara is my Havala. So what was the conclusion? Do we say like Rava, that it's not batal, and therefore the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim is going to come with the Minchas Chavitin and the Isar and Shalom? Or maybe like Rabbi Yirmi had said that no, there's no proof. Just like we said number 7 and number 9 by the Kahneman not approved. So to 8, could be sometimes you're not going to have the Chavitin Shel Bein Abayim. How so? When the Kohen Gadol passed away, when you're bringing the Isar and Shalom, as we brought a proof on the previous stuff that it has to be complete, but only in the morning, and it will not be brought in the afternoon. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Toshma, let's bring a Raya. The Tanya will learn Braisa. Says Shlema Shachris Ushlema Ben Abayim. You bring a full Isaron in the morning and a full Isaron in the evening. So you see, like Rava had said, that it is brought a total Isaron both morning and afternoon. Now continues the Gemara. Amar B'yechanan says Pligi Ba Abba Yosi Ben Destoy Rabbanan. There's a Machlekes Abba Yosi Ben Destoy and Rabbanan regarding the halacha of our previous Mishnayos regarding when a Kohen Gadol brings his chavitin when he didn't die. A regular kohen gadol, every day he brings a chavitin kohen gadol. There's a machlekes regarding the specific halachas. As the Gemara explains, Abba Yosi ben Destoy, he says, Mafrish lo shnei kematzim shel levayna, that he actually designates and separates two fistfuls of frankincense, meaning when he would bring in the morning a full isarn. So we said he splits it up, he brings half the sarin in the morning, half the sarin in the evening. He would bring with himself two fistfuls of frankincense, and he would sacrifice one of them for the half of the sarin that he brought in the morning, and one of them to the other half that he sacrificed in the evening. As the Gemara says, one kamitz would be for the morning, one would be for the evening. Rabbanan Ami, they disagree. They say no. Mafresh lo kametzachan. He would bring with the isarin of flour one fistful of frankincense, and chatzi kaimet shachvetz v'chatzi kaimet benabayim. Half of the kaimet would be in the morning, half of the kaimet in the evening, just like the isarin. He split up and brought half the isarin in the morning, half the isarin in the evening. So says the Gemara my commitment regarding what are they disagreeing, Abba Yosi ben Destoy and Rabbanan. So the Gemara explains, Abba Yosi ben Destoy saver, he held lo yashkechan chatzi kaimet to carve. You never find anywhere that a half of a kaimet, everything is always a fistful that's burnt on the mizbech. You don't find a half a fistful to be sacrificed. So therefore, if the kain gadol is sacrificing in the morning a chavitin, half at least chavitin in the evening, it has to be at least a kaimet of levaina that's going to be brought with a carbon, and therefore you bring two kamatzim. One for the morning, one for the evening. Rabban Savri, but they hold, lo yashkechan isarin, the bayishnei kamatzim. You don't find anywhere that one isarin requires two fistfuls. Generally, a regular mincha that's brought is an isarin, and you bring a kaimitz with that. So this isarin, how could you have a kaimitz in the morning, a kaimitz in the evening for that one isarin, when we don't find one isarin having two kamatzim? Therefore, it's said you bring one kaimitz, and you split it just like you split the isarin. Now, relating to this machlik is, he had the following question. Coming back to the discussion of our previous Gemara. Regarding this halacha of our Mishnah, where Kohen Gadol passed away, and they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol yet in his place, as we continue to Midbeis, which, as we had said, the halacha is, that then they have to bring the whole Isarn, which generally the Kohen Gadol splits his chavitin into two halves, brings half in the morning, half in the evening. So he said that now when the Yershim or the Tzibur bring it, so that it's totally sacrificed at one, a whole Isarn. So on that, as the Gemara, the Rabban, according to Rabbanan, do we say that we're going to double the levaina? Meaning to say that you'll bring a full kaimitz in the morning and a full kaimitz in the evening? Because they had said that generally, what does the Kohen Gadol do when he's alive? He brings one kaimitz. You split the kaimitz half in the morning, half in the evening. Now, here we're saying that you're doubling the kaimitz, you're doubling the chavitin. The flour. The flour is going from a half a sarin in the morning, half a sarin in the evening, to a full sarin in the morning, full sarin in the evening. So do you say that just like you double the flour, so do you double the frankincense? And that would make sense because you have a fully sarin, so you'll bring a full kaimitz with it. One kaimitz in the morning for the sarin, and one kaimitz in the evening with that sarin too. Because, and the reason why the question was only asked according to Rabban, not according to Abba Yosi, because according to him, there's no question, which is a similar logic that the Rabbanan had used before, is because you don't find anywhere that for one haktara, one burning, that you'll have two kamatzim. So, although he had said that you'll bring two kamatzim, that's only because you're having for one kaimitz for the morning and one for the afternoon. But to say, although we're doubling the flour, to say, but in this one burning, you'll have two kamatzim in the morning, two kamatzim in the evening, that you don't find anywhere. So that wasn't the question. The question was according to Rabbanan. You'll end up having one kaimitz in the morning, one in the evening. But generally they say you have a half a kaimitz in the morning, half in the evening. But now that you're doubling the flour, do you say also that you double the frankincense? I lie, or do you not? As the Gemara explains, this idea. Do we say, since we're doubling the flour, so we'll double up the frankincense, and it's a normal amount of levain, it'll be just a kaimitz, which usually was a half, which even Abba Yosi didn't like that. But now that it's a full kaimitz, maybe that makes sense. A demo, maybe no. My de gully gully. What the pasuk has revealed to us, which, as we had said in the previous daf, whether according to Behuda from the word aisog, according to Shimon from the word kol takter, the pasuk is revealing to us that you're doubling down on the flour, which instead of a half a sarin will be a fully sarin. But that's only what the pasuk reveals. My de legoli legoli. What the pasuk does not tell us, it's not revealed, and therefore we're not necessarily going to double the levina. Maybe we'll still bring that half of kaimitz in the morning and half of kaimitz in the evening. Additionally, says the Gemara, that was a question only according to the Rabbanan. But v'shemen, there's another ingredient that comes with this flour, this frankincense, and there's also oil. So in the oil, still the Gemara says you could ask according to everyone. Bein la b'yesi ben destoy, bein la rabbanan mahu, what's the halacha? In other words, do we say that you're going to bring three lugan of oil for every isarin, both for the isarin in the morning and that in the evening? Because until he died, so he would bring three lugan, and he would split it, a lugan and a half in the morning, and look and a half for the half of the sarin in the evening. But now, what do you say? Do you say that just like the flour is doubled, we'll double the oil too, meaning you'll bring all three in the morning and another three in the evening? Or will you say that no, what we didn't reveal, and it's going to stay three lugan that you're going to split, one and a half in the morning, one and a half in the evening? So Amar Rav, he says, Toshma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah later on, Parakoim Harali Asar and Daf Kavav Mabez, where there it counts that there are Heikamatznet. There are five situations that there's a fistful in the halacha of the Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this halacha of the Kaimitz of Levain of the Minchas Chavitin, the general halacha, doesn't say that in one of the five kamatz. Why? Because that's, as we said, that kaimitz is sacrifice of Levain actually in halves. Like we said, you take a half a kaimitz in the morning and a half a kaimitz in the evening. And that mission is only talking about when you do a full kaimitz, not in halves. But still, says Rava, but ve'im isa, but if it would be so, that when the kain goes to pass away, then you're going to say that all the sacrifices are going to be whole. We're not going to do the halves anymore. We're going to do, just like we double down on the flour, that we do a whole isar in the morning. So too, we'll do a whole kaimitz of levain in the morning and a whole in the evening. And so too, for the oil, we'll do a whole three lug in the morning and a whole three lug in the evening. Then zimna de mishkachas lo zayin. Then actually, sometimes instead of having five kamatzin, you could actually have seven. Why? Because you'll have in the avodah an additional two kamatzin of chavitin. Because, yeah, up until now we weren't counting the kaimitz because that was in halves. But now you can have a kaimitz in the morning and a kaimitz in the evening. Now, and the reason why we're counting that as two separate ones, because actually two out of the five kamatzin that are mentioned over there in that Mishnah are the bezichi lechem aponim, are the spoonfuls of frankincense that are on the shulchan, although they're for one carbon of the lechem aponim, but still they're counted as two distinct kamatzin. So you're also, we should count these extra two. So therefore, seemingly, it's a proof that, no, even that when the kohen gadol passes away, that we don't go ahead and bring a full kaimitz, it's still going to be in halves. And that the Gemara says, no. Truthfully, I could tell you that actually maybe we do double down on the levain just like we do on the flour. So why doesn't it count it as a full kaimitz that you'll have two more kamatzim, one with the chavitin in the morning and one in the evening? The reason is because the E, as we mentioned this idea before, that in a situation, if something would happen that the kohen would have passed away, like Katani, that we don't learn. Rather, we're teaching over there the classic situations, what normally is. On a regular day, you can have five kamatzin. You're right, technically you could have seven if the kohen would have passed away, didn't appoint the kohen gadol. Yeah, but we don't mention that case, but it's not a raya. Maybe if he did pass away, and lemina kohen achatachtav, maybe you actually would have a full kaimitz in the morning and a full kaimitz in the evening. Yes, Rav Papa v'kamalo shmaitzer. Rav Papa was sitting and was saying over this teaching that there's no raya from that mission over there because the E, this, that, if something would happen, that like katani, that we don't learn, we don't mention that as cases. Now, Amalei Rav Yisrael bar Shammai l'Rav Papa. Rav Yisrael bar Shammai said to Rav Papa, he says, wait a second. V'malo kaimetz b'chutz. Regarding the halacha of sacrificing a fistful of the avodah out of the Azara, which is mentioned over there in one of those five kamatzim, where it says that if someone violates the halacha and he does halal b'chutz, he's going to be liable. The e hava v'katani, that's a case of the e, which is obviously not the classic situation. It's told me if someone violates, and it mentions it. So therefore, yes, you should resolve it from that mission and say, if it was true that in the situation when the kohen gadol, if he would die, the e, he would double it, then it should have said it, even though it's a situation of the e, just like one of those halachas are the e. So therefore, there's no raya in the understanding of that Mishnah. Now, so the Gemara says, "My havala." So, what's the conclusion? Because it's not explicit in that Mishnah, as we proved, it's not necessarily a clear understanding in if that Mishnah would be a proof if you do bring a kaimitz or if you don't. So, what's the conclusion? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Tasha, let's bring a raya." Tanya Lidna Braisa Kangolda Shemes V'Leimina Achatachdim. In this case, Kangolda passed away; they didn't appoint another Kangolda in this place. So Shleima Shachris, but Shleima Ben Abayim, like we said, so you bring a full Isar in the morning, a full Isar in the evening. Umafish lo beis kamatzin, and you designate two fistfuls of Levaina, Kaimit Shachris for Kaimit Ben Abayim, one Kaimit in the morning, one in the evening. Umafish lo shleishis lugan, and you also designate three lugan of oil, lugan mechza Shachris, lugan mechza Ben Abayim, lugan half in the morning, and lugan half in the evening. Says the Gemara as follows, Mani, who is the time of this Braisa? Ilem el Rabbanon, if he says it's Rabbanon, but then Maishno Levainas the Huchfalo, then if it's a Rabbanan, so they said classically when he's alive, he would bring only one kaimitz of Levaina, half in the morning and half in the evening. Now here we're saying when he's dead, we bring two kamatzim. So if it's a Rabbanan, it's obviously that they're holding when he passed away, that we're doubling down on the Levaina. But if it's a Rabbanan, so Maishno Shamna Dulei Huchfalo, then why would the oil not be doubled? Why is this Tana, whoever he is, if it's Rabbanan, saying that if it's Rabbanan, then they're doubling the Levaina. because generally it's only one, and here it's two kmatzim. But if it's doubling, so then why wouldn't you, just like you're doubling the flour, and you're saying the levain, so why wouldn't you double down on the oil too? They're both maida lagali lagali. If you're learning from the flour, so then don't just learn the levain, also learn the oil. So it shouldn't be splitting the three, one and a half in the morning, one and a half in the evening. It should be three in the morning and three in the evening. Ella, rather, obviously it's not the rabbanon. Abba Yesi ben Distahi. The Amad that he says, that in general, even when the Kohen is alive, it always requires two fistfuls of frankincense. So therefore here also, even when they pass away, we'll keep it status quo, which is going to be two fistfuls of frankincense. And so too we learn that you're going to bring a luga and a half of oil in the morning, and a luga and a half in the evening. So obviously, what we see is that you're right, the levain is not being doubled because it's staying exactly as it was when he was alive, which was a kaimitz in the morning, kaimitz in the evening. And also, the oil is not being doubled. So therefore, we have resolved the question that we had regarding oil, at least according to Abba Yossi, which we were saying that you're not doubling the oil. So therefore, says the Gemara, from the fact that we find in his opinion that we're not doubling the oil when the Kohen Gadol passed away, because like we said, what the Pasuk reveals that yes, the flour itself will be doubled. Instead of a half isar in the morning, half in the evening, Evan Yerkes will do a full isar in the morning, full isar in the evening. But the oil is not being doubled. We're keeping it one and a half. So, from him we can prove that according to Rabbanan also, we're not going to double the frankincense and the oil. Because what we said, what was not revealed was not revealed. Because Rabbanan, they don't disagree regarding when the Kohen Gadol passed away. Their machlekes is only when the Kohen Gadol is alive, how much levain do you bring? Do you bring, like Abba Yossi said, a kaimitz in the morning, kaimitz in the evening? Or they said, no, you can't bring two kamatzim for one isaran. They said, no, you'll bring a half in the morning, half in the evening. But regarding after the Kohen Gadol passed away, if you double or you don't, that was never their machlekes. And therefore, since they never disagreed, if we can prove that Abba Yossi ben Nestoy holds you're not doubling, so according to Rabbanan, it's also going to answer our question. You see that you're not going to double. So it comes out according to everyone that the only thing that we're doubling is the flour, like the pasuk is makes it obvious from the previous styles. But regarding the oil and regarding the levaina, we're not going to double that because my delagali lagali. Now, Amr Yechani says, halacha ka Abba Yossi ben Nestoy, halacha follows Abba Yossi ben Nestoy, that he said, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, that you bring, even though it's only a half a sarin in the morning, half a sarin in the evening, you're going to bring a full kaimitz of levain in the morning and a full kaimitz in the evening. And that is the Gemara. Did he really say this? But had said, halacha kistam mishnah. Halacha is like an anonymous mishnah. V'tnan, we learned an anonymous mishnah that we quoted before. This is chamisha kamatzin hain. There are five festivals that are brought every single day, and it doesn't mention the kaimitz of the chavitin. Why? Why doesn't it mention it? Because although you bring a kaimitz of levaina, it's only brought in halves. Now, but if it would be so that you bring a whole kaimitz, well, like you're saying, Abba Yossi ben Destoy holds, one in the morning, one in the evening, it should say that there are seven kamatzim. Obviously, that anonymous mishnah does not hold like him. So how could Rabbi Yechanan hold like a halacha like Stam Mishnah when the Yosef Paskin is like Abba Yosef Ben Destai? Says the Gemara, Amayron no nevat libad Rabbi Yechanan. It's a machlekes Amayron in the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. One opinion said Rabbi Yechanan held halacha like a Stam Mishnah. The other opinion held that no, Rabbi Yechanan held halacha like Abba Yosef and not like the Stam Mishnah. Which I'll return to you, the fourth paragraph of Masechet Menachos, Perkat Chelis, which we had discussed, this idea regarding items that are ma'akvin and not ma'akvin zeh, that if they're integral to the other one for the total fulfillment or not. And with that, we continue and we begin the fifth paragraph of Masechet Menachos, Perkala Menachos Boyis Matzah, which talks about the making and the formation and the halachas relating to the making of the Karban Mincha. So says the Mishnah, Kala Menachah is Bayis Matzah. All flour offerings are brought matzah, unleavened flour offerings. Chutz Mechamet Shabbatayit, except for the 10 out of the 40 breads that the person brings when he brings a Karban Taida, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Al Chalis Lechem Chametz V'Gaymer, that 10 of the breads are leavened breads. And Ushteh HaLechem, which are the two breads that are brought on the Yom Tov of Atzeres of a Shavuos, like it says, Chametz Teyafen, they should be baked leavened. Which they're not sacrificed on the Mizbeach, but they're part of the carbon of the Taida and the Shteh HaLechem. Shein Bois Chametz, where they're brought leavened. Now, regarding these two types of karbanis, which their breads, their flour offerings are leavened, so we haven't looked like exactly how to go about that. As the Mishnah explains, Remeir Oimer, he says, Hasa'ur Boidelehen Mitoichon Umachamtsan. The way you get this leavened is you have to have something that's a leavening ingredient, like sourdough. So what do? You have just flour. So you take you create the sourdough, the yeast from inside it, and that's how you ferment the flour. Meaning, you first bring in the sarin of flour for the carbon tie, then the shteha lechem. And from there is where you remove sa'ir. What do you mean? You take some of the flour, you knead it with a little bit of the flour after it was measured as nisarin. Then you conceal it, you submerge it into flour, which therefore ferments by itself. And it's from that then you go ahead and you ferment the rest of the flour. Because what this is trying to prevent is if they would bring sourdough from somewhere else, then you would run into the problem that you would have more than exactly an isar and a flour. You have to have an isar and a flour. But if you're bringing something else from outside, it would be too much. So therefore, it says, Rebbe, what you do is, you create sa'ir from inside. You take some of the flour, you make it yeasty, and then you put it back in, and that's how it ferments the rest of it to make it into chametz. Now, Rebbe Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, no, afi einim in a mufcha. That's also not the best situation, because it's not going to be so yeasty, because you didn't really have a classic piece of sourdough. You're taking something from the flour now and you're trying to make it like this quasi type of chametz stick. It's not going to work as well. Ella rather says, Rabbi Yehuda, what you do is maybe SSR. You go ahead, you bring bona fide sourdough, which is really, really fermented from your house. What you do is you put it into that measurement, which is called the isarin, which is a measurement that holds a tenth of an eva of flour. And you put that in first. Then you add on the mamalias amida, and you fill up the measurement with flour till it fills up to nisarin. And you'll have, as part of the measurement, that sourdough that you put in. And Adam Reloy, they said to him, no. Afhi haysa chasera o yasera. That's also going to be problematic, because then you're going to have either too little or too much. Why? For example, let's say the sa'ar that he's putting into the measurement first is going to be thick, is going to be dense, which is that he had kneaded it with very little water. So then, that's going to be a very small volume, less than it had it been flour. So it's going to come out that you're going to end up having more than the sarin of a classic situation of flour. Because had he not put in this dense sourdough, the volume would have been bigger than what it was right now. And if, let's say, he doesn't knead it so well, meaning if, let's say, he puts in a lot of water into that piece of sourdough, it's going to come out that it's actually a large volume, more than had it been flour. It's going to come out there, so now you can actually have less than the sort of flour, because if not for the water, it wouldn't have been full. And therefore, they said, no, that's also not such a great option. In other words, who doesn't like it? It'd be May's opinion, because it's not going to be fermenting it as well. And your mayor doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, because then you can actually create a situation where you might have too little, less than the Isarin, or you actually can have too much, it's going to be more than the Isarin, and therefore that's not a great option either, to go ahead and bring a piece of sourdough and to put into that measurement of where you're putting the flour, which you need to create the chametz for the breads that come with the shtei lechem, and for the chalas of the karmen tamid.